The significance of this decision is untold in its value.
And that's Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, or NASDA for short. The conflict started nearly 4 years ago when Mexican President Obrador issued a decree to ban genetically modified corn imports by the end of this year. He modified that decree back in February 2023 when he immediately banned the imports of all genetically modified white corn. A dispute panel on Friday issued a ruling that Mexico had violated its commitments under the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement when it issued those decrees.
It first reinforced that perhaps the finest trade agreement in the world, and I do believe USMCA is the finest in the world, can stand pressures, and that good science and common sense, frankly, can prevail. And that's what's happened here. And so people should not just ho-hum this. This is a decision of epic proportion, not just for the U.S. and Mexico, but for the world.
Is there now an appeals process for Mexico?
Well, we understand that there is that, but we have not heard from our friends at the U.S. Trade Rep's office what, if any, penalties might be available to the U.S. should Mexico choose not to abide. So there's a lot of unknown in that. Remember, Canada weighed in support of the U.S. claims, so it was really both Canada and the U.S. Making this.
McKinney adds that the decision goes beyond preventing economic disaster. It also prevents a rollback in our scientific advancement.
It would undermine the entire trust of biotechnology as one of the most valuable tools in the history of agriculture, I believe. That's why I say elated, and that's why I say this is of epic proportion, and positively so, I might add.
You can hear my full conversation with Ted McKinney. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.